Welcome to another eye-opening episode of Revealing the Truth About Islam, the radio show that shines the light of truth into the darkness of Islam. Exposing the lies of Muhammad, exposing the errors in the Quran. It's Revealing the Truth About Islam. And now, here's your host, author, conference speaker, and Islamic expert, Usama Dakdak.
And hello and greetings to you in the name of our Lord and our Savior, Jesus Christ. It is our joy, as always, to have you with us as we continue our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. In our last broadcast, where we start looking at Professor Todd Green and his defense of Representative Ilhan Omar by telling us that she was the victim of these four strategies of Islamophobia in America. And we began to look at strategy number three, which is that she was accused of being anti-Semitic. And we have already seen the fact that it is not just Ilhan Omar, but every Muslim believer, everyone who believes in the teaching of the Quran, because that is their duty before Allah, to hate those whom Allah hates, and that every Muslim submitter must obey the commands of Allah, which we have read some in our last broadcast. That is the teaching of the Quran and from the saying of Muhammad in the Hadith. As I said it before, I repeat again, it doesn't matter where you live. If you're coming from Somalia, like in the case of Ilhan Omar, or if you're coming from Egypt, or if you're coming from Russia, or if you're coming from China, I don't care where you're coming from. Muslims hate Israel, and all Muslims in planet Earth believes that Israel is a small devil, and they hate Israel so much that they will do anything to help the Palestinians to kill the Jews. They will send their money, they will send any weapons, whatever the Muslim of Palestine, that is Hamas or Fatah, or those who live in Lebanon, that is Hezbollah, or even any other jihadi organization, they will support them to help them to kill the Jews. And once again, Israel to these Muslims is just a small devil. And if you understand that Muslims believe that America is a great Satan, then you will understand exactly the problem of having Muslims in America. They hate Israel so much, and they hate America even 10 times more, which means we have a problem with Representative Ilhan Omar as much as we have a problem in America with most Democrats who love the Muslims of planet Earth like Ilhan Omar more than they love America. As we will see as we continue in our study, not only the Democrats do not like America and its constitution with its amendments, but you will see also the Democrats hate Israel as well by everything they do. We will hear the words of the moderates and even the Muslims who call themselves reformers, who will tell you, yes, indeed, Ilhan Omar hates Israel. Yes, indeed, she is anti-Semitic. Yes, indeed, she is full of anger and hate towards the Jews, who did nothing wrong to her. But the problem is in Islam, as we have covered this previously in this study. Simple research in the Quran for the words, the people of the book, that is the Jews and the Christians, or simply search for the word the Jews or the Christians, you will see the hatred of the Jews and the Christians, even to the point of engaging in war with them and killing them, simply because they did not accept and submit Islam. This is the reality, Professor Green. Now, I want you to listen to this next interview on TV to hear a Jewish man speaking his heart, speaking his mind concerning anti-Semitic words and anti-Semitic tweets, which Ilhan Omar repeated since she became a congresswoman. This interview, by the way, is on Fox News, Fox and Friends show between Steve Doocy and Alan Dershowitz, who, by the way, a Democrat, but a Jewish according to the flesh. And it just happened to be that he is a moderate man. As a matter of a fact, he campaigned against Mr. Donald Trump, and he still speaks the truth about what's going on here with Ilhan Omar and her anti-Semitic remarks. So please listen carefully to the following interview.
Congresswoman Ilhan Omar sparking bipartisan backlash again for anti-Semitic comments, this time igniting a Twitter feud over the weekend with fellow Democrat from New York, Nita Lowey after suggesting U.S. politicians were being forced to, quote, pledge allegiance to Israel. Congresswoman Lowey firing back Sunday, tweeting, I believe we can debate important policy without using offensive, painful stereotypes. This latest feud comes less than a month after Omar was called out for writing, quote, it's all about the Benjamins, baby, suggesting lawmakers are bribed to support the country of Israel. Here to weigh in is Harvard Law School emeritus professor and author of The Case Against Impeaching Trump, Alan Dershowitz. Alan, good morning to you.
Good morning.
What's going on here?
Well, she is very anti-American. Put aside the anti-Israel. She's so anti-American. She accuses American members of Congress, men and women, Jewish, Christian. She accuses them, essentially, of doing it for the money. We know that Americans overwhelmingly support Israel because Israel is a democracy. It's America's strongest ally in the Middle East. It's the only country in the Middle East that America can always count on. You never know who's going to be the head of Egypt next month. Right. You never know what's going to happen in other countries. But you know that no matter who's elected in Israel, they're going to be very supportive of America. They're going to exchange intelligence information, military information. And her attack on supporters of Israel is an attack on America, and she accuses them of dual loyalty.
Wow, well said. I feel like it is me who's speaking in this interview. She hates America, and she hates Israel. As a matter of fact, that is the major reason why Muslims in planet Earth hate America, because we are ally with Israel. This is the reality of what Islam is all about. Not only you hate your enemies, but you hate the supporter of your enemies. And the Muslim, no. If America will be harmed as they did on September 11, maybe we will leave Israel alone so that the Muslims can chew it as a wolf chews on his prey. And that is the whole idea which I'm trying to speak about. Israel is just a devil, and America is the great Satan. And I promise you, if you travel all over America, meet with the Muslims one at a time, you will never find one American Muslim, which is an oxymoron title, who will like Israel. Therefore, all those who hate Israel, who live among us here in America, also hate America, like Ilhan Omar. But now, let's go back to the interview on Fox and Friends.
Well, she supports Hamas. She supports other terrorist groups that are anti-American. If supporters of Israel are guilty of dual loyalty, which they're not, what about supporters of America's enemies? Her arguments are absurd. They're down at bottom. They're anti-American. And, of course, they're anti-Israel, which is America's strongest ally.
Here we go. Another fact. Not only in her Omar make comments by her tweet and through her speech against Israel and shown her hatred towards Americans who support Israel, how about her supporting Hamas and Fatah and Hezbollah? And these are Muslim jihadi organizations. You see, this is the truth which you will never hear from many of our Republicans, nor the media, because they're all cowards. They don't want to be named by Professor Todd Green as Islamophobic. So what they do is he keeps their mouth shut. But here's a man who took a stand to expose Ilhan Omar, and not only Ilhan Omar, but the rest of the Muslims in America. We know CARE supports Hamas and all Muslim jihad in the Middle East, and CARE are on Fox News wearing suits and ties, and their ladies wear makeup, and they pretend to be just a good American citizen. That is not the real picture of what Islam is. And it's time for people to speak the truth without hesitation, without any fear. Muslims in America hate America, and Muslims in America hate Israel. And the main reason is because we are infidels. Just investigate the word infidels throughout the pages of the Quran. All non-Muslim believers are infidels, and they must be hated by all Muslim believers, Ilhan Omar or anyone else.
Muslims claim that the Quran is the final revelation of Allah to mankind, a perfect book given to us through Muhammad. Islam challenges that, upon reading the Quran, the seeker is at once convinced that it is the very word of Allah. Muslims declare that no mere man could have written such a perfect collection of verses, covering a wide variety of topics, events, and doctrines. Within the pages of the Quran, one will find familiar events and people such as the creation, the flood, Adam and Eve, Noah, Abraham, Moses, and Jesus. but even the casual reader will notice distinct and striking differences between the Quranic and the much older biblical accounts of the same topics. Muslim apologists will contend that it is the Bible which has been corrupted. The Straight Wave Grace Ministry is pleased to announce the release of a challenging and thought-provoking two-volume book series titled Exposing the Truth About the Quran. Containing over 800 pages of detailed research, the author examines these claims through careful comparisons of Quranic, biblical, historical, and archaeological records. The reader will soon discover that the Quran does not even agree with itself and is completely at odds with biblical and historical accounts. Exposing the Truth About the Quran, Volumes 1 and 2, are available now. After 14 centuries of blind adherence, now is the time for critical and thoughtful examination. Visit us online at www.thestraightway.org to order your copy today. Case discounts are also available. And now, back to our show.
Well, let's continue a little bit more with this interview.
And I think the response in Congress has been appropriate to condemn her,
right,
and to marginalize her and to make sure people understand she didn't run on this platform. This is a bait and switch. She's gotten in Congress now and she's taken on herself to present the strongest anti-Israel case in modern history that any member of Congress has ever tried to present. And she's being rebuffed, except by the radicals in the Democratic Party who are jumping to her support. Some of them just on free speech grounds, but others on the merits.
And here I must say I disagree with Mr. Dershowitz. Why? Because he rushed to make his decision. He did not see what the Congress is going to do to Ilhan Omar, as we're going to see in the rest of our study here. They did not take a stand against her. They actually took a stand for her, for the Muslims. Muslims benefited from this propaganda show, which was put on by the Congress, because the liberals support Ilhan Omar. They did not do what is right. So now in America, I could not say any words against Muhammad or Islam, against Allah or the Quran, because criticizing Islam is unacceptable with that decision which was made by the Congress. They did not say she was guilty. They did not remove her from her position as she served on the Committee of Foreign Affairs and the Subcommittee of Global Human Rights. Did you just hear what I said? Sister Ilhan Omar is serving on the Subcommittee of Global Human Rights. What human rights a woman in a hijab can provide? Will Ilhan Omar help the Christians in Egypt, for example, to have the right to serve Jesus Christ and to believe in Jesus Christ and to live the Christian life freely? The answer is no. Will she help the Jews of any country to have freedom to be living as human and enjoy their rights? The answer is no. She hates the Christians. She hates the Jews. She hates America. She even hates herself by wearing that hijab to be imprisoned by Islam in her hijab. And you tell me here is the right woman to serve in a subcommittee on global human rights? My friends, in Islam, there is no human rights. So how can a Muslim woman serve in human rights committees? This is sound like a joke. As we will see in our study, the liberal Democrats did not punish Ilhan Omar, but they actually punished all America, including people like me. And Representative Ilhan Omar came out of this scandal as if she did not do anything wrong at all. And now let's go back to the rest of the interview between Steve Doocy and Alan Dershowitz.
Well, she has gone back and forth with members of Congress from her own party over the last 72 hours. And in fact, there's a tweet from, I believe, yesterday where she tripled down on some of her comments. She said, our democracy is built on debate, Congressman. Here she is referring to Nita Lowey of New York. I should not have been expected to have allegiance, pledge support to a foreign country in order to serve my country in Congress or serve on committee. The people of the Fifth elected me to serve their interest. I am sure we agree on that.
And before we get to the question of by Steve, now I have to say, Representative Ilhan Omar is telling us a very important fact, which is our democracy is built on debate. But Islam does not have anything to do with democracy. And that is a problem of having a blind man to drive a vehicle. You will end in a ditch if not being dead. You cannot have Muslims in America running in the Democrat or in the Republican Party practicing democracy because they know nothing about it. Democracy to Ilhan Omar is she can mock Israel, she can make fun of America, and in the same time, you cannot say anything against her because if you do, then you are racist and Islamophobic and hatemonger. That's how Muslims see democracy. They want to live in America, enjoy democracy, and use it against everybody, but nobody can dare to use it against them. And here, let me quote for you a slide from our presentation revealing the truth about Sharia, Islamic law, under the subtitle Democracy and Sharia. Muslims believe any system of man-made law is considered illicit under Islamic law, for whose adherence Allah already has provided the only law permitted, Sharia, Islam, and Western-style democracy can never coexist in harmony. Do you understand what's going on here? Our democracy does not work with Sharia. Representative Ilhan Omar is a Muslim believer who believes in Sharia, and Muslims believe that Sharia must be obeyed above any man-made laws. And that is the reality of having Muslims serving in any political office in America. There is a conflict between what they believe and what Americans stand for. Now, let's go back to listen to the question of Steve and the answer of Alan.
Do you think that Nita Lowey is going to agree with her on that?
No, nobody has to take a pledge of any kind of pledge to serve in Congress in the United States. But she told her constituents when she ran that she would support America, and she is not. Mm-hmm. She is supporting America's enemies and undercutting American values. You know, the fact that she supports enemies of America and doesn't look herself in the mirror and say, my God, if I'm accusing people of dual loyalty, where are my loyalties? Are my loyalties to America or are my loyalties to the Palestinian Authority, to Hamas, to Hezbollah? I'm not accusing her of dual loyalty. She has the right to express support for enemies of America. That's part of her role as a free person in Congress.
And here, once again, I disagree with Mr. Dershowitz. Why? Because no citizen in America, in political office or not, have the right to support the enemy of America, especially if you are a congresswoman or a senator or a governor or a president. In that case, this person must be removed from his or her office and actually charged with treason. This is not a joke, my friends. This is reality. How in the world you can serve as a lawmaker in America, serving on all these committees, and support the enemies of America? We lost our mind in this country. That is the abuse of freedom. Don't you dare tell me because we have freedom in America that I can right now do the evil thing against my country, America, and support our enemies, Hezbollah, Fatah, Hamas, and ISIS, and Al-Qaeda, and Al-Shabaab, her own Muslim organization from the country of Somalia, and on with the rest of the Muslim believers who want nothing but the destruction of America. How in the world you can tell me I'm free to do that? That's how I see the American people being naive. Yes, indeed, we have our freedom, so we can use it to destroy ourselves. That is foolishness. Once again, no official working for our government should ever support our enemies over us. We have the right to support Israel, not because they are Jewish people and not because they are anti-Muslims, but simply because they are our allies. They are for America. They support America. And face it, America, we do not have any other friends in the Middle East but Israel. Israel is the only country, as you will hear this from another interview in our next podcast, from a Muslim lady who claimed to be moderate. We'll expose her lies for sure. Israel is the only country who stand up for America in the Middle East. It is the only country which practices democracy. As for the rest of the 57 Muslim countries, whom many of them claim to be our friends, that is a joke. They are Muslims, and they are Muslims first. And Allah taught them never to take us for friends or allies. And more important than all that, all the European countries, those whom we have protected for years, all of them, will fall soon, not later, under the dictatorship of Sharia and Islam. And trust me, not Germany, not England, not France, not Sweden, not Holland, none of these European countries will be our real allies when Muslims take over all their parliaments. And that is what is coming to Europe. And if we do not wake up in America and learn these facts right now, America will be next. As we see, Muslims through the liberal parties, the Democrats, controlling America as well. But here is the last few words of Professor Dershowitz.
But for her to accuse Jewish members of Congress and non-Jewish members of Congress of dual loyalty because they support America's allies, would you accuse somebody of dual loyalty if they supported England, if they supported France and other American allies? It's the worst canard. And it's it really goes back to some of the anti-Semitic tropes of the early 20th century and late 19th century, and she ought to be ashamed of herself. And the Democrats must marginalize her and distance her from the center of the party. And I hope she'll be primaried. And she should be beaten in a primary by people who support the United States and people who support American allies rather than people who support America's enemies.
Well, let's see what happens. Alan Dershowitz joining us from Miami. Sir, thank you very much for your point of view.
Thank you.
Yes, indeed. Thank you so much for your point of view, because here we go. Even Fox are afraid to take a stand against Ilhan Omar. This is just Alan's opinion, and we believe he has the right to share whatever he says. But here is the reality. Even if Ilhan Omar will be removed from that office, most likely she will be replaced by another Muslim. Because when Muslims take an office, that office is sealed for Allah and Muhammad, and it will never be replaced by any non-Muslim. That's exactly what will happen in the 5th District in Minnesota. But once again, Representative Ilhan Omar will never be ashamed of herself, but she is actually proud of what she is doing. And the Democrat Party did not punish her, as we will see that in our next broadcast, as we continue in our study of Islamophobia and the 2020 election. And until we meet again, may the true God of the Bible continue to bless you and yours.
Perhaps the greatest fear that Muslims have is the constant insecurity that the Quran declares about heaven and hell. According to Islam, no one can know for sure if they will spend eternity with the Lord in heaven or suffering apart from him in hell. Even Muhammad said that he did not know if even he would make it to paradise. Did you know that the Bible says that you can know 100% for sure that your soul will be with the Lord after death? God knows that it would be impossible to live a life of joy and peace if a person was always in doubt about their soul. God wants you to be sure. In fact, Jesus had to come to this earth and die on the cross so that you could know that you had eternal life. You see, our problem is sin, which is rebellion against the God who created us and loves us. God is perfect and holy, and he cannot allow sin into his heaven. We must have our sins forgiven and removed, and that's why Jesus suffered and died on the cross, to pay the penalty for your sins and for mine. Because of what Jesus did on the cross, God can forgive you. He can save you, no matter who you are or what you have done. God has done everything necessary to save your soul. But now, the decision is up to you. Will you turn away from your sin and rebellion and trust Jesus as your Lord and Savior? Good works, church attendance, and baptism cannot get your soul to heaven, but Jesus can. The Bible says, "Whoever calls upon the name of the Lord shall be saved." Why don't you call out to the Lord right now? Perhaps saying something like this: "Dear God, I know that I'm a sinner and that I do deserve to be punished, but I believe that you sent Jesus to die for me, to pay the price for my sins. Right now, I turn away from my sin and I invite you to come and be my Lord and my Savior. Thank you for saving me. In Jesus' name, amen." Have you accepted the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior? Or perhaps you have further questions about Islam or Christianity? Why not take a moment right now and visit us online at www.thestraightway.org. That's www.thestraightway.org. May God bless you richly until we meet again right here on Revealing the Truth About Islam. This program has come to you by satellite on the VCY America Network. Please support the station which carries this program. Thank you.